This is Armando. In this short little demonstration, I would like to give my personal views on Windows Technical Preview and some of the things that I feel that need improvement as they pertain to the future release of what is known as Windows 10. For this demonstration, I am using my MacBook Pro mid-2012, and I am recording this on my iPad 4th Gen using a program called iRecorder. I hope that the audio is okay. So a couple thoughts that I have in regards to Windows 10, or as we will call it in this demonstration, Windows Tech Preview. The issue I have with Windows Tech Preview has to do with the fact that although I really applaud Microsoft for their efforts in trying to make it user-friendly, a better experience for anybody that's transitioning from Windows 7 to Windows 10, there needs to be a couple things that need to be worked on prior to the release. I'm hoping that by doing this podcast, people would help contribute and give Microsoft the appropriate feedback so that in turn they can better the product before it gets released to the general market. My issue that I have with Windows 10 has to do with the following. I will demonstrate this since I have my JAWS, Job Access with Speech, for Windows Speech slowed down at a comfortable rate where I feel that people should understand the speech rate. One of my biggest pet peeves in regards to Windows 10 has to do with the way the shutdown feature is set. To demonstrate, I'm going to press my Windows key.
Menu, search box, edit.
And it brings up our familiar start menu, like you would see in Windows 7. I really like that since I feel that the Windows 8 was a clutter, and as a result, one had to install third-party apps in order to bring up the start menu so they can have the familiarity of the Windows 7 menu. Now, if I right arrow, you would think I would get the shutdown button, but watch what I get.
Space.
I right arrow again.
Space.
Normally, when you right arrow, you see a list of your common used apps like mail, news, internet that you would see in your start menu screen, or start screen as they call it in Windows 8. But I ended up deleting it since I don't like to see none of that stuff, and I just wish that Microsoft would do away with that. I really feel that if one wants it, they could switch to the classic start menu or the start screen via the control panel, which I will demonstrate how you would do that. So if I up arrow, since I got a lot of these blanks and whatnot, I would get
all apps submenu.
All apps, which is a submenu, which is basically a list of your programs. And just for the heck of it, let's right arrow into this so we can explore.
Back submenu.
So we have a back, we have a down arrow.
Search box edit.
A search box.
All apps 1, alarms 1 of 35.
Alarms.
Apple software update. Calculator. Camera. Documents. Finance. Food and drink. Games. Health and fitness. Internet Explorer. Maps. Music. News. OneDrive. OneNote. PC settings. Photos. Pictures. Reader. Reading list. Scan. Sound recorder. Sports. Store. Travel. Video. Weather. Windows feedback. FS Reader 3.0 closed. Intel closed. JAWS 15.0 maintenance closed. Windows accessories Windows ease of access. Windows system closed. Back submenu.
And now we're back to the back submenu. A lot of those apps like the finance, the news, the travel and whatnot usually gets presented on the start screen when you first install Windows 10, which by default when you install it, it is set to the classic start menu. So when I think of classic start menu, I think, oh, it's supposed to be like Windows 7, where if I right arrow, I would get the shutdown button. But instead, I'm presented with a lot of that clutter. So how do I shut down the computer? I would have to hit the Windows key.
Menu, search box.
I would have to up arrow until I hear
power options button.
The power options button. That, to me, is a bad spot for the shutdown option, like you would see in Windows 7. So this is where I feel that Microsoft needs to really differentiate between the classic start menu versus the familiar Windows 8 start screen, since I think in Windows 8, if memory serves me right, you would find the power options button in that area, since I never used the start screen personally, so I wouldn't know. If anybody wants to correct me, please do so. I would very much appreciate it. Now, another of my pet peeves I would like to demonstrate is the fact that I'm unable to create shortcuts to my commonly used programs when I have my computer set on the classic start menu. The reason I say this is because I do not like to have so many icons on my desktop, so many folders. I like to have my desktop as user-friendly as possible so that in turn I can just retrieve what it is I need to retrieve in the faster way versus taking forever just to find what I'm looking for. So to demonstrate, I'm going to try to create a shortcut to my JAWS for Windows, and you will see what happens when I hit my applications key on my full-size keyboard, and something that I feel that Microsoft needs to be able to implement so that one can access the properties menu so that they can create the shortcut and adjust settings like the compatibility and the like. To demonstrate, I'm going to hit the Windows key.
Menu, search box edit.
I'm going to up arrow.
All apps sub menu.
Go to all apps and right arrow.
Back sub menu.
I'm going to hit the letter J and see what it brings me. Nothing. I need to up arrow.
Windows system.
Now let's see if I can hit the letter J.
JAWS 15.0, closed.
Which is what I want, the JAWS 15.0. I'm going to right arrow.
JAWS 15.0, open, two items.
Down arrow.
Two, JAWS 15, one of two.
Now here I'm going to hit what is called the applications key, or the right click, and theoretically I should be getting the properties and the open and the like, but let's see what we get.
Open.
Open.
Open file location.
Open file location.
Open new window, run as administrator, uninstall, pin to start. Pin the taskbar. Open.
And that's all I get. I don't get the properties. So how is one supposed to create a shortcut? Especially in my case, I like to create a shortcut to JAWS and to Internet Explorer. If I were to install Microsoft Word, how do I create a shortcut so I don't have a bunch of icons on my desktop? So I feel that Microsoft needs to work on differentiating the two start menus and the layouts so that one is able to do this, especially those who are visually impaired and depend on the use of screen reading software such as JAWS for Windows and or Windowize. Finally, the same thing holds true if I try to move an icon from the start menu and place a shortcut on my desktop, such as my documents folder, which I currently can't do. I don't like having stuff on my taskbar as other people do, like their Internet Explorer, their File Explorer, their App Store, and the like. It's the same issue that I'm having where if I do the same thing as I demonstrated on the start screen, I cannot see a show icon on desktop feature. I feel that there still needs to be some work before you release this to the public so that the user can decide whether or not they want to stick with the classic start menu, which in my case I do, or go with the cumbersome start screen like you would see in Windows 8. To change from start screen to start menu, which by default it comes with the classic start menu installed, you would have to go to your control panel, which I already have an icon placed after so many difficulties of trying to place the icon on the desktop. I'm going to go to my control panel.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer 505.
Hit the letter C.
Control panel.
And we hit enter.
All control panel items, action center link, action center link.
And I'm going to hit the letter T for taskbar.
Taskbar and navigation link. Taskbar and start menu properties dialog. Taskbar page. Lock the taskbar checkbox checked.
Taskbar and navigation. That's a little misleading. I mean, first it says taskbar navigation, but when you open it, it says taskbar and start menu properties, so I think that needs to be changed instead of naming it multiple things. That's just my own personal opinion. Don't mind me if I sound a little too picky. So I'm going to shift tab.
Taskbar tab.
I'm going to right arrow.
Navigation tab.
Right arrow again.
Start menu tab.
We tab.
Use the start menu instead of the start screen checkbox checked.
Use the start menu instead of the start screen. By default, that's checked, but if you wanted to, you can change it and you can have fun with your familiar start screen that you're used to if you use Windows 8 properly. So I will exit this.
Taskbar and navigation link, desktop.
So now I'm back on my desktop. And one thing I'm very, very impressed with Microsoft that they did, now that we're getting to the good stuff here, is the Internet Explorer is very, very user-friendly. I played with it, I've put it through its paces, and so far, I like it. To demonstrate, I'm going to go to Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer. Google Internet Explorer. Google Advertising Link. Advertising Link. Edit.
So we're on Internet Explorer, and just for demonstration purposes, I'm going to open a website just so we can play with it and see how responsive it is and how well JAWS handles the website. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I'm using JAWS 15, and so far I've had no issues with it. It works very, very well. So we're going to open a website.
Open.
Let's open the local newspaper, which I have my keyboard silent, so you won't be able to hear the letters I type.
News Jico Enterprise Records, Google search button, news, link subscribe.
I'm using my standard keys for demonstration purposes, but one would use a combination of standard keys and or the tab, shift tab, whatever the case may be, or the letter H to navigate by heading. So I'm going to explore the page with the down arrow key.
Edit search,
Normally, by default, when you install JAWS, you'll hear a sound indicating you that there's an edit box, but I personally don't like that, so that is a per-user preference.
Go button. List of 10 items. Link news. Link sports. Link business. Link entertainment. Link lifestyle. Link obituaries. Link opinion. Link jobs. Link marketplace. Link tools. List end. Link breaking news. Link new sheriff's office searching for man who allegedly attacked family in anger.
Okay, so now we get to an article, and so far, it did very well. So let's enter just to see if I can read it.
New sheriff's office searching for man who allegedly attacked family and banker visited link. Portal server frame, 11 frame.
Okay, so it's going to give me a list of 11 frames and however many links, which I don't want to hear. I want to get straight to the story, so I'm going to hit my number one key for, since I know it's heading level one.
New sheriff's office searching for man who allegedly attacked family and banker.
So we're going to use my down arrow key.
Suspect found, dragged woman into vehicle. Staff reports, posted, 11-12-2014-9:39-23 a.m. PST. Same page, link 0, click photo to enlarge. Link graphic, Michael James Carter, courtesy of the Butte County Sheriff's Office. Recommended for new frame. Flashed, unlabeled, 7, flash and recommend, list of bullet link, Santa Cruz, Tech on the Rock, flashed, unlabeled, flash, recommend, list of bullet link, recommended for flash start, unlabeled, flash, recommend, flash, unlabeled, flash, recommend, list of bullet link, Chico Police closes its lock, bullet, recommend.
I don't know if this is a website thing or what, but when I was trying to read the story, as you witnessed, this is where the focus loses, and I'm unable to read the story if I wanted to read that. So I'm hoping whether it's the Enterprise Record, whether it's Internet Explorer, but I've had that problem since Windows 8.1 or even Windows 7, I can't remember. But to say the least, I think this is an improvement that one must do. So really, I don't know who to blame here other than I have to use Firefox or any other browser just to read the newspaper, which at times I find cumbersome. Now let's go to another website and see how JAWS does.
Open.
And so I opened it with Control O, and I'm going to type in a website, and we'll see what JAWS brings me.
DM Tech Home Internet Explorer, DM Tech Home, unlabeled 7 button.
We landed on my internet service provider's homepage, which is DM Tech, so we're going to navigate by doing the down arrow key.
Bring the technology home.
And they do stand by their motto, by the way, so I really appreciate and I'm very glad that I switched to them.
Blank, Wednesday, November 12th, 2014. DM Tech. Link home. Link services. Link clients' websites. Link downloads. Link support. Send mail. Link contact. News and information. Link news. Link search. Link weather. Link stocks. Blank. Corning, Gerber, Richfield, Cafe, Flournoy, Kirkwood, North Orleans, and Tuscanta.
And it gives a listing of who they serve, which I happen to live in Corning, California, which I'm very thankful that they do serve me. Gerber and all those rural Northern California areas out in the sticks.
High-speed DSL-like wireless internet. Blank. Link high-speed internet 538.243.522 wireless internet. All new pricing. Click here. Blank. Spam and virus control and now free antivirus and spyware. Blank. Questions. Please email us at send mail link support dmtech.net or call us at 538.243.522. Blank. Link focus information email request. Link click to read. Blank. Quick Google search. Link graphic Google. Blank. Blank. Link graphic customer first. Blank. DM Tech is located in Northern California, 1413 Solano Street, Corning, COM 96021.
And I will stop it right here, other than the fact that it's pretty much very basic. I can navigate this, I can really read this very well, so I feel that Internet Explorer did really improve on their browser. So this is it for now. I just wanted to give my personal perspective, my point of view, I guess, of Windows technical preview. I'm hoping that if I submit the appropriate feedback, if I submit at least a podcast to Microsoft, they can in turn listen to my feedback and real-time demonstration of the difficulties I'm encountering so that when they do release Windows 10, hopefully these can be fixed and we can all be happy and enjoy Windows 10 since they want us to use Windows 10 since apparently they discontinued Windows 7, which is sad. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me at armando.mal.donado0767@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to your comments, questions, feedback, and until next time, take care, y'all.